It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Emily Woodbury. This Saturday and Sunday, the best wrestlers on the top teams in the world will be in Iowa City for the United World Wrestling Men's Freestyle World Cup. Team USA and seven teams internationally will compete at the Carver Hawkeye Arena. Joining me now to preview the competition is KJ Pilcher. He's a wrestling reporter for the Gazette in Cedar Rapids. Hi, KJ.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Gearing up for this weekend of competition. It should be fun down in Iowa City. I know they're expecting a good event. And it's not very often you get a world-class competition like this in your own backyard. So pretty excited for what the next couple days have in store.
Yeah, and quite a place for it. I mean, we know, you know, I was a standout in wrestling in the U.S. How does the U.S. fare internationally against some of the teams they're going to be competing with this weekend?
Yeah, you know, I think the last few years, the United States have really kind of gained some steam. There's a lot of systemic changes and some format changes that have really benefited Team USA, and you've seen this kind of swelling of talent that has come through the pipeline, and they're coming off their first World Championships team title last fall, and the first one in like 22 years or so. We're really starting to see kind of this Team USA kind of reaching the brink of something really special. And talking to Jordan Burroughs, who's a five-time world champion and a 2012 Olympic gold medalist, he went so far as to say that this could be the beginning of a dynasty. That you're starting to see some of the talent coming through the pipeline, not just at the senior level, which this event's going to be this weekend, but even in the juniors, cadets, the younger age groups, and the women, that things are in place for this to not just be some recent success, but success that's going to last for a few years. And, Team USA is a heavy favorite, I would say, this weekend. I think it's been documented that Russia is not going to make it. Iran, one of the mainstays in the World Cup competition, isn't going to be here, but they actually didn't even qualify originally from the World Championships and were only in the field because Turkey decided not to claim its spot. So, that kind of takes maybe a little shine off the entrance as far as the entrant list, but Team USA really, really balanced, really, really depth. You see in kind of this resurgence of Team USA a little bit in talent, and they've added weight classes, so there are actually 10 weights now instead of like 6 or 7, and that allows Team USA to kind of get more talented guys that would be battling for one spot in the lineup, and that helps them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk a little bit more. You mentioned Russia, and they were planning to be one of the 8 teams competing this weekend, but it sounds like they weren't able to obtain travel visas in time, and there's been some back and forth between the countries about what's happened. What happened here?
Well, I think there's probably a little more probably politics involved, more so than what the actual competitors and the federations, the USA Wrestling and the Russian Wrestling Federation, really had much say in how things played out. It just sounds like there's some kind of jockeying back and forth between pretty much those in charge of politics, and it just depends on who you ask whether they were denied or things weren't done in time. But the unfortunate thing is, probably the second best team out there in one of the perennial powers when it comes to international wrestling isn't going to be able to participate. And, we've seen this in the past. We've seen, the 80 Olympics where the United States weren't a part of it. We saw the 84 Olympics where Russia didn't come to Los Angeles. You know, and it's just an unfortunate situation. Even though if you ask the wrestlers, you know, they're just going to face whoever's in front of them, and it doesn't matter if it's Russia or Azerbaijan or Georgia or Japan or Cuba or Kazakhstan, Mongolia, whatever. You know, that's who they're going to face. And if it was up to the wrestlers on both sides, everybody would be involved. But I just think politics got in the way of competition here in Russia, unfortunately, isn't going to make it.
Well, and there will be a Hawkeye representing back to Team USA, a Hawkeye representing Team USA this weekend, a 2017 World Silver Medalist Thomas Gilman. Tell me about Gilman.
Yeah, you know, Thomas Gilman really has been impressive since, finishing up his college career at the University of Iowa. And we saw that really come into form when he was able to win the U.S. World Team spot against Tony Ramos, another former Hawk, last summer. And then he carried that on with that silver medalist performance that he talked about. And, you know, and he's, I think this is something that really suits him best. I think freestyle is kind of the discipline that he kind of thrives in, that style of wrestling, and he's done it at the junior level. You know, it's really no surprise, but you know, he has an opportunity to really be a force for Team USA this weekend. You know, competing in his own backyard, right in Carver. You know, of course, if you ask him, he says it doesn't matter where we're wrestling. He's the kind of guy that would, you know, really get excited for, you know, wrestling in his own backyard if he just laid down a blanket and had matches. So, but he was always kind of a spark plug for the team when he was with the Hawkeyes, and he's kind of got that same role here with Team USA, being the first one out at 125 pounds. And, you know, he's going to be a real kind of a he calls himself a trailblazer when it comes to setting the tone for competitions, and I think he's going to have that same type of role and responsibility here this weekend as, you know, the United States starts off with India Saturday morning and then Japan Saturday afternoon, which would set up a rematch of the World Championship Finals between him and Takahashi of Japan. So really kind of looking forward to that. And he's got a really tough weight class here as well with, you know, competitors from India and Georgia and possibly Azerbaijan or Mongolia in the finals. So a real big weekend for him, but I think we'll see kind of a similar role that he played with the Hawkeyes going out there and really kind of setting the tone for the rest of the team.
We've been talking about the United World Wrestling Men's Freestyle World Cup. 8 teams from around the world will be in Iowa City competing this weekend at the Carver Hawkeye Arena. KJ Pilcher is a wrestling reporter for the Gazette. KJ, thank you for previewing this event with us.
No, thank you for having me, and keep up the great work.